Celebration Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi family, Ellen G. White says in the book Welfare Ministry, if men would do their duty as faithful stewards of the Lord's goods, there will be no cry for bread, no suffering in destitution, none naked and in want. Today we start a new Adventist reflection series on ministering to those in need. I am excited about this series for various reasons. First, because here we will have much insight into what's God's counsel on how to relate to one another. And second, because I will share with you some exciting news about this season's reflections. But before we start, allow me to send a greeting to all of you listening from far and near. Today I send a special greetings to my friends in Manila, in the Philippines. Also, remember to come back middle of this week for one more episode on biblical psychology. We release this every first Wednesday of the month. Today's musical blessings come from my beautiful wife, Alisa, and I'm so blessed to have her in my life as much as I am blessed by her musical service. And speaking of service, this is what this Sabbath School is all about. This is what this new quarter is all about. It is about ministering to those in need. It makes sense to have such a season reflecting on serving others, since after all, God says in the book of Revelation that we are to proclaim the everlasting gospel to the whole world. Christ was very direct when he sent you and I to teach everyone all things that he taught the disciples, all the things that he taught us in the scripture. But here is the thing. Whilst Jesus educated the disciples in giving them stories in the shape of parables and at times provided them with the due explanation, what do you think was the most used method by Christ in teaching his disciples how to spread the gospel news? Yes, in service, Christ spent most of his time here on earth ministering to the hurt, uplifting the unfortunate, feeding the hungry, freeing the captive, and giving hope to those who were oppressed by either physical, mental, or spiritual torment. It is so that we cannot neglect Matthew 25:40, where God himself says, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." So today I would like to propose that honoring God implies ministering to those in need. Think about it. God did not only show us how to do it, he also told us that we are to do it. Let us reflect this further. God has been interested in his creation. Particularly, God is utterly interested in humankind, so much so that he created us in his image, and in doing so, he was intimately involved in doing it. We are the only aspect of God's creation that God did not just spoke the word and it appeared. The Bible says that he created man with his own hands. In fact, in Genesis 1:27, the verb to create is the Hebrew word bara. In Genesis 2:7, the Bible says God formed man using the Hebrew word asah. Both of these verses speak of God creating man, which means that God both created and formed mankind. Every time that you think of serving somebody, please remember that God make the mold of that person, passing the alcoholism, the drug addiction, the domestic violence, the broken relationships, and the interpersonal vulnerabilities. Remember that God made that person, not the person's choices. And he did not only made that person, he bought that person because he can see what that person can become. When God finished his creation, he observed and all was good. In fact, when God created humankind, he observed that it was very good. Family, my Bible says that nobody is good but God, but everything that He made representing whom He was, therefore He was good and is good and will be good. After we fell into sin, this was lost. However, today we still see glimpses of His goodness. Weeds grow, pests multiply, diseases spread, wars explode, and yet God's goodness remains here with us. The beauty of holding a newborn baby, smelling the sweet aroma of the flowers, enjoying the flavors and textures of the fruits and vegetables He left for us, inhaling the freshness of pure air, freshening with the coolness of pure water, enjoying the warmth of the sun rays, gazing at the firmament at night in awe of the mightiness of our Creator. They all call us to remember that God is good, that His creation is good, and that we ought to care for it in an unselfish service. How do you respond to this call? Do you live a life with gratitude, thankfulness, and humble surrender to the life giver? After God created all things, the annals of this world tell us that God placed you as His representative on earth and as an administrator of His goodness to all of His creation. In this Sabbath School quarter, God calls our attention to remember where we came from, to remember our duty, to remember who we are. Despite our struggles, God calls us to uphold the original goodness of the world and to seek to live out in our lives the plan that God has for this world. In Proverbs chapter 22 verse 2, the Bible says that God made both the rich and the poor. In fact, we are all woven together in the web of humanity. So if we are all made in God's image, if we are all the same before God, why is it then that we place labels of value on ourselves? Let us reflect. What insecurities do you bring into your service for God that are an obstacle to ministering to the needs of others? What preconceived ideas do you have that influence the way you see and treat others? Are these influencing your service positively or otherwise? Are you ready to let them go? Lastly, as we conclude this week's podcast, I cannot neglect sharing that beautiful statement written under divine inspiration and found in the book The Ministry of Healing, page 143, saying, "Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed His sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and won their confidence. Then, and only then, He bade them, 'Follow Me.'" My Adventist Reflections family, this is it. During this quarter, we will be exploring character building ideas based on Christ's method alone, where His justice and His mercy are combined in the manner of His love. We will discuss the foundations of service, the foundations that are based on God's inspired messages to minister to the least of these. And here is the second thing that I'm excited about today. I have invited a very special guest for this series, and so I invite you to join me next week to discover who will be with us for the next 12 episodes. Yes, yes, you heard it right. We will have a guest for the next 12 episodes for this season of the Adventist Reflections podcast. This season, we will continue to unpack character building ideas linked to the week's lesson. We will be also talking about examples of people, churches, and ministries around the world that are not only discussing the theory, but practicing also this season's reflections. And lastly, we will continue to be challenged. But this time around, we will have a weekly practical but very doable challenge for you to experience Christ's method alone. So, come back next Sabbath to find out who is our special guest, who is going to be with us for this special season on serving others. Until then, I hint you to stay connected in your Christianity and be an Adventist that is committed to serve. For I am certain of this very thing, that he by whom the good work that was started in you will make it complete till the day of Jesus Christ. I am Dr. Denzi, and today I choose to love God in service. What about you?
Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.